This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Stanley County Schools said that after consultation with the Highway Patrol and an abundance of caution, Stanley County Schools will operate on a two-hour delay this morning, Monday, January 13th, for student and staff due to the forecast of continuous low temperatures, they said. And Greystone Day School will also operate on a two-hour delay for students and staff this morning. The town of Mount Gilead said that former Albemarle City Manager Michael Ferris is the new interim town manager for the town of Mount Gilead. Michael spent 19 years as the assistant city manager in Albemarle, followed by 10 years as the city manager there. Michael retired in February of 2024 and is now dedicating his energy, sharing knowledge, and mentoring others in city government. Dylan Heyman was Mount Gilead's town manager. However, Dylan resigned in December. Michael said, "I love local municipalities. I like city government. It's great working where you have a direct effect on people's everyday lives." He said he's seen a lot of similarities between Albemarle and Mount Gilead in terms of outdoor recreational opportunities, healthy lifestyles. He said, "Rising tide lifts all ships, and the economic development plan that's in place for Mount Gilead is a good guide for the entire town." He said he'd work 18 hours a week as interim manager, adding, "That's not a lot of time, but I want to keep the day-to-day town logistics running smoothly. I definitely want to keep projects that were started moving forward, and I want to share ideas and bring my background knowledge to my job," said Mr. Ferris. Stanley County School Superintendent Dr. Dennis got to hand out some trophies at the school board meeting for those schools that showed the most growth, and here he is with that presentation and the awards.
Madam Chair, members of the board, now that everything's certified by the state and report cards are coming out and everything, we are going to recognize our top growth schools for the 23-24 academic year. And so without getting on my stump, some children in some schools in some areas come better prepared than others when it comes to proficiency, but growth is something that every teacher should strive, and they can, no matter where the student comes in, being able to move the student forward is extremely important. And I always tell principals, if you can grow your kids, the proficiency will take care of itself eventually. So we are going to recognize those schools with top growth for the past academic year. And we have four categories. The four categories are, we'll do the elementary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, and the choice schools. So without further ado, our top growth school for the elementary, with a growth index of 3.91 exceeding growth in elementary, is Baden Elementary School. Congratulations, Ms. Herring. Next is our middle schools. And the middle school this year with the highest growth, meeting growth at a 0.97 index, South Stanley Middle School. Next, we'll do our high schools. High school with the highest growth for the 23-24 school year, meeting growth with a 1.02 index, West Stanley High School. And last but not least, our choice school, the highest growth for the 23-24 academic year, exceeding growth of a 4.99 growth index, Stanley Early College. Congratulations, and I think the board would like to congratulate you as well.
A Stanley County teacher won Extraordinary Educator of the Year Award, and here is Lynn Plummer with the details on that recognition.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Teachers and students across the district are familiar with iReady, a product of Curriculum Associates. I'm thrilled to announce that one of our own has been selected as a 2025 Curriculum Associates Extraordinary Educator, a prestigious recognition honoring top educators nationwide who go above and beyond for their students. This achievement highlights a teacher's dedication to excellence in teaching and their impact on student success. Extraordinary educators receive national and local recognition for their outstanding work, access to a network of exceptional educators across the country, professional learning opportunities to continue growing their skills, and the chance to attend the Extraordinary Educators Leadership Summit. Please join me in congratulating not only Stanley County's first recipient, but also one among the first in North Carolina, Ms. Emily Emery, fourth grade teacher at Richfield Elementary School.
Patricia Hancock with Stanley County Health Department was recognized at the Stanley County Commissioners meeting for her many years of service at her retirement. And here is Chairman Mike Barbie with the presentation.
Announcement to make that Ms. Patricia Hancock is going to be leaving us, and we hate to hear that, but I'm sure she's got something better planned in the future. Patricia Hancock began her career in Stanley County in 1998 as a family planning coordinator in the general clinic. She has served in various roles within the public health throughout the years, accumulating in her role as a public health nurse supervisor, where she serves as a director of nursing. Throughout her career, she worked to further education and training as she obtained her extended role nurse, ERN, and certification in public health nursing. She has worked across the clinic specialties, including maternal health, family planning, adult health, child health, communicable diseases, and preparedness. In her free time, Patricia loves spending time with her husband and two sons. She loves to visit Florida to see her son and future daughter-in-law and work in her greenhouse. Well, congratulations, Patricia, on her retirement.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Today, expect mostly sunny skies with highs near 47. Tonight, it turns cold with mostly clear skies and lows around 20. Sunny again tomorrow with a high near 46, and it'll stay clear into the night with lows dipping to 16. Rain chances return by Saturday. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Another day on another week, and we sure are glad you're here. As you heard the gang all here, Speedy, Greg, and Adler, we sure do look forward to chatting with you today, America. You can join us. The number is 888, the number 6, Big Box. You can text us at the exact same number.